Today I'm looking at Psalm 134, and it's the last of the Song of Degrees series, the Psalms of Ascent, when the children of Israel would ascend up to Jerusalem to worship. There were 15 Psalms in the series. This is sort of the one that caps it all off. It's only three verses. I'll read it. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. So this is the culmination of the journey up to Jerusalem, where they stand in the sanctuary. They worship the Lord. Of course, it's prophetic, as we've been seeing the coming day when the regathered Israel will worship there in Zion and Jerusalem. I just want to read Hamilton Smith's brief thoughts, because he looks at some of the prophetic side of it, and then I'll make some brief comments. Hamilton Smith says, the closing psalm of these pilgrim songs presents the crowning experience of the godly in Israel. In the previous psalm, the godly are viewed as brethren dwelling together in unity. Here they are seen as the servants of the Lord, occupied in the highest service, the worship of the Lord. And as we see in verse 1, it says, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Their worship is without a cessation, even by night, and is offered in a holy place, the sanctuary of the house of the Lord. Many a time they had raised their hands in prayer on their desert journey. Now they are called to lift up their hands in praise in the house of the Lord. When the people at last bless the Lord in the sanctuary, the Lord will bless his people out of Zion. When praise goes up, blessing flows out. And we know prophetically from many portions of Scripture, the worship of the temple will be reinstituted after the Great Tribulation and after the regathering and the restoration of Israel. We see that in Ezekiel, for example, chapters 40 to 48. Also Zechariah 14 and many other Old Testament prophecies. Now, I know there are those who question this and who would spiritualize these prophecies away and simply say it was fulfilled in the church. But there's many problems with that view. We don't have the time to go into it all. But if the Lord spoke about his first coming through the prophets in a literal way, then we have to understand the other prophecies also in a literal way. Now, there is an application for us, we who are of this dispensation, the church age, so-called. You know, we have the liberty to enter into the very presence of the Lord, the Holy of Holies, at any time. Now, we don't need a holy city to do that. We don't need a place on earth to do that. We see in Hebrews chapter 8, now, these are of the things which we have spoken. This is the sum. This is Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty, or of the greatness in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary, whereas the Darby translation gives a minister of the holy places, and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. We have the true tabernacle and the true temple, but it's in heaven. And then the writer of the Hebrews goes on to say in chapter 10, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest, or the most holy place, by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. You know, when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple was rent in two, from the top to the bottom, signifying that the way now is open for us. And having a high priest, verse 21, over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And then down in verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. So as believers today in this age, we are called not only as brethren, but also in the psalm says as servants of the Lord to draw near, and we come into the most holy place. We don't need a temple on the earth. All we need to do is gather together unto the name of the Lord. In fact, each individual Christian is a priest, and at any time of the day, morning, noon, or night, we can draw near to him. The way is open for you, beloved, to draw near with our trials, with our cares, with our hopes, with our prayers. We can come to him, and with our worship as well, to worship him, to lift up our hands and worship him and holiness. Well, may you experience that today. May you make take that opportunity which is available to you to draw near and to come into his presence today. May the Lord bless you. Amen.